Hi, welcome to Outliving Depression. I'm your host, James Kennison, reminding you that depression is a liar. You have value even when you're broken, and you are stronger than you feel you are. This is my audio journal where I am striving to outlive depression.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
I usually like to start the show off with something humorous or lighthearted, but this week is, though I've been good, things are not great. So I'm just going to dive right into my main topic, which is I was very mean to a lady at Costco the other day. And the reason why I bring this up is because my wife says, let me just start here. I hadn't been sleeping well last night or night before last. Had a really rough night, and I haven't had one of those in like 2 months. I've been very tired during the day, taking up to 2 naps a day. And my wife says that I have been, touchy about things. Like I tend to overreact a bit about things that normally wouldn't bother me. So that's why I have to bring that up, because it comes into play with this situation at Costco. So Jen and I this weekend went to Costco because that's when everybody in America goes to Costco. It's the best time to go to Costco, actually, is when everybody's there. We were looking at refrigerators, and we got a few other things. And on the way out, I said, you know, if the counter's not busy, I'm going to stop by and ask why I can't add my Costco credit card to my account. Because at Sam's, you can get a card and it'll ask you, do you want to pay with your card? And you don't have to pull the card out. And it's not a big deal, except unless you're me, and I've been told that the app will do this. I like technology, and I like little quirky things that are promised to me to work. So there was nobody in line, so I stopped and I waited, and this younger blonde lady says, can I help you? And I said, yeah, I have the store credit card, and I was told that I could use it with the app and it would be on my account. And she says, she interrupts me and she says, I don't know exactly what you mean. We don't use credit cards here. I can't help you. She didn't say I couldn't help you. She said, we don't use credit cards here. And I said, well, that's not what I need help with. I said, if you would listen, and I would tell you what I wanted, you know, what I need help with. And she said, immediately got this big attitude. Now, granted, my words were a little more aggressive than normal. You know, me calling her out for not listening, but she wasn't. She interrupted me, and that chafed me. Like I said, I didn't see it at the time, but especially now that I'm saying it out loud, yeah, it was touchy. So she looked square in my eyes as if to give me mockingly her full attention. And I started over and I said, I have this card. And I held up the card. And she looks me square in the eye. She doesn't bounce her eyes off the card or anything like that. She just says, okay. And I said, you know what? Screw you. And I just walked off. And I heard her hit her hands on the counter. And Jen's like, what happened? She wasn't within earshot. And I said, I told her, screw you. You shouldn't do that. I said, well, you weren't there. You don't know. She was so rude. And Jen was upset, and rightly so. And I got more upset the more I talked about it, you know. She was out of line. She was very rude. You know, of course, it was all her fault. This doesn't happen very often with me. The last time I think it happened was people who listen to that story show will remember I yelled at an old man at Walmart when we lived in Florida. And we've been here for 10 years. If there's been other times, oh yeah, the other week when the guy was filming me at my son's accident site when he said, you can't park here, I kind of showed myself there. I don't like it when people are really rude. It really chafes me. It really does. So, surprise, James isn't perfect. So anyway, as I calm down, I start to realize that I was, though she didn't handle it properly, she was trying to rush things. She was trying to guess what I wanted. It's not necessarily a punishable offense, you know? And I kind of quit focusing on what she did wrong and instead on my behavior. And I started getting convicted, like you do, or like I do. I don't know. And so we had gone to Target. We got a few things, milk and such. And by the time we got in the car, I said, I'm going back to the Costco and I'm going to apologize, which I did not want to do. Very humiliating. So I go through the entrance. I go around the counter and around the cashiers and she's, you know, at the counter and she's helping someone. And that makes it awkward because now I'm waiting and she knows. She doesn't know what to expect. But he left pretty quick and I just came up and said, hi, earlier I was very rude to you. And I just want to apologize. And she said, before I could finish, she's supposed to be a thing with her. She said, well, I didn't want you to have to leave the way you did. And I said, I ignored. I mean, because that was partially her defending herself. You know, I didn't do anything wrong. You left the way you did. You were upset. I didn't do anything. I just said, I don't like to talk that way, and what I did was wrong, and I want to apologize because what I did was wrong. And there was a little change in her face, in her eyes, and she says, I appreciate that. And she stuck her hand out, and I shook her hand, and I said goodbye. Got back in the car, and I said, it ended with a handshake. So I said, now it's over. And on the way home is when Jen told me that I've been touchy lately. She mentioned a time that she had asked me a question and I had kind of overreacted. Because I always get playfully annoyed when she asks me questions. Because I'll tell her about me and a friend going out to eat and I'll give her some information. And the way this guy works anyway is when I give that information, that's all I know. But she'll always, always ask. Like, for instance, I'll talk about John Steinklauber. And I'm like, yeah, he's dropping off his son at community college. And she's like, is it a Christian community college? And I'm like, I don't know. And that was the one I kind of overreacted about. Like, I playfully overreact at times. I'm like, girl, you know I don't know that. You know, that kind of thing. But this time I was, like, genuinely annoyed. Because it's like, I don't know. I never know the answers to your questions. I never know. I'll be right back after this. There had been another conversation we had had where I was just really intense. Not at anybody and not at Jen, for sure. But, I start worrying about things at different times in my life and things that I normally wouldn't worry about. And I say all this to say, I said, you're scaring me, Jen, because you're telling me, you're basically saying that I'm heading to a downtime. I said, because I'm putting the pieces together here and I'm saying I've been sleeping a lot. I'm being touchy, you know, and I haven't been wanting to podcast. I didn't want to do it today, but it's one of my disciplines, right? You know, and I really wanted to push myself to do it today because things aren't feeling great. Now, I don't know if this is just a little tiny downtime. I don't know if it's going to go all the way to where I can't do anything and I'm just watching fail videos on YouTube. I have no idea. I have no idea if this is just a week of you know, just being off or if I'm heading down. But I want to just say a few things. I believe I am healed. I said in my prayers today that I'm still going to praise God for my healing because that's how we fight our battles, is with praise. So many times I think I feel like I have to fight myself, you know, not myself, but I have to fight on my own for what is right. And I have to fight depression alone and I have to face it alone. But God will fight my battles. And I believe that's done through praise. So I have enhanced the praise portion of my prayers to really dig in and I haven't made a list. So I like to keep it freestyle and just see what comes up in my heart, you know. I've definitely expanded the praise and thank yous of my prayer time. Just kind of reacting and responding to what's going on. I've been praying that I will not be tired during the day. I will sleep less. And I still believe I'm healed. Okay? I prayed that today. That's what I was trying to say earlier, is I prayed that today that I stupidly believe Like, even if I go all the way down, I'm still going to believe that I'm healed. And that doesn't make sense to me, and it surely doesn't make sense to you, but I'm not even sure it's biblical. But I'm going to claim my healing. And I'm going to do that through faith. Faith is the only proof of the hope that we have and what we have hope in. Okay? And I hope that I am healed. So if circumstances change and it doesn't look like I'm healed, I'm not going to be blind to that and ignore that. I'm not going to, you know, be an idiot, but I will be a fool. And I will hope. I will have faith. I will prove that I have hope that I am healed. Living by faith is not easy, because living by faith is living by hope. And there's a lot of things that we can trust God about, because maybe we've been through things and He's been there for us, and we have moved past simple faith into past hope into trust. But for this thing, this depression thing, it has a pattern, an established pattern of up times and down times. And those up times have been longer. You know, it's been a while. It's been a long, good while. It's been several months, many months. And the down times have been up to 3 months at a time. So I'm still hopeful. I'm hopeful it's normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to necessarily mean that I'm on the way down. It just could be a bad week. You know, like normal people have. Just touchy, you know? Maybe it's the sleepiness. But I don't feel dread. I don't feel anxious. I don't feel doomed. I don't have self-loathing. I don't feel depression. So there, you know, there's a lot going for me right now, but it always starts with sleep and getting sleep messed up. Now, I slept good last night. And I will say, the night before, when it was really bad, when I was just up all night, I went to bed past my normal bedtime. And so maybe that threw things off. I'm not sure. So that's the big thing, is I told a lady, screw you, and walked away. One of the rudest things I've ever done. But she seemed satisfied with my apology and said that she either said I appreciate you or she said I appreciate it. I think she said I appreciate you, which meant a lot. Now, inside my own heart, obviously, I still think she was not fulfilling the role she was hired to fulfill. She was treating me like, you know, an annoying customer. And maybe rightly so, I don't know. But again, I'm not responsible. I don't answer for her behavior. I answer for mine. And so I went back and tried to make it right. For all I knew, she was going to run screaming. You know, I don't know. I was standing in line behind the guy, and I carry a utility knife. I just got it because, I don't know, I got used to having a utility knife on me at work at the sign shop, and they come in so handy, especially at work. But, you know, you never know when you're going to need to open a box or something, and I could carry a pocket knife or I could carry a utility knife. I'd rather carry a utility knife, so I had it in my hand while I was waiting in line, and I'm playing with it. I'm kind of flipping it just a little bit open and letting it shut, flipping it open, letting it shut. And I'm like, you know, if this goes south and she starts freaking out and calling security or something, I don't want to be on the TV cameras with my hand in my knife pocket playing with my knife. So I pulled my hand out of my pocket. I'm so paranoid. But I think there's a wisdom in that too. So anyway, that's the main topic for today, is that I screwed up. And it's kind of a weekly update that I am an idiot. I'm an LBB. If you don't know what an LBB is, it's a phrase that we put together over on That Story Show. And it means living, breathing butthead. And it is uniquely given to people who seem to exist. They're such butts that they seem to exist only for that purpose, just to be a living, breathing butthead to everyone. And we've all seen people like this. And normally I would say she was that in this situation, but I outdid her and I took the title from her and put it squarely on my own forehead. And to top it all off, when I got home, I opened my app and my card was applied to my account. So I didn't even need to stop. The lady who got us signed up said that this would eventually happen. And I was waiting, and it had been, you know, 2 or 3 weeks and it hadn't happened. So if I had just sailed on through and just shut up and just let it, it wouldn't even have been an issue. But first world problems, you know, we got to have our technology squared away, right? Got to get what's coming to us. So life updates. I have cataracts. I don't know if I've ever said that on this show, but they're pretty bad. I shouldn't be driving, but I still do. Cataracts is when your lens starts getting cloudy. So I see everything first blurry, and then there's a white haze to everything. Direct sunlight completely blinds me. It's a starburst pattern that fills my vision, and I can't see anything. Headlights, very similar, but not at the same scale. So driving at night is difficult. And I can't read road signs until they're right up on the car. And so I rely on my GPS a lot to tell me, you know, where to be, stuff like that. So yeah, I'm an idiot, but I'm still driving. But I'm having surgery tomorrow on my eye, on my right eye. I was supposed to start on my left eye, but they canceled that appointment. My left eye is the worst one, but my right eye is fine. You know, it's not fine. It's fine to start with my right eye. I don't care. So tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I'm going to have my eye sliced open and have some gel sucked out and have some lenses put in. And then I will suddenly be able to see very, very well through half my eyeballs. And I'm really excited about that, because it was affecting me at work. I never told anybody. But especially when it came to things like peeling vinyl from the backing and having to be able to see the detail of where the vinyl was letting loose. You know, if you've ever tried to peel a sticker from the backing or whatever, and especially when there's no give, when they're just like, they're just stuck to each other. I don't know, like label guns. If you've ever used a label gun and tried to peel those apart, it's very difficult. And especially when you can't have see. And we had a certain table that we would be at, and it was in the direct sunlight, and I couldn't use that table because the light would bounce off everything and it would just turn white. I guess I got a kind of a funny story. Because people and things kind of get silhouetted at a distance. And so I can see, like I said, to avoid obstacles and stuff like that, but I can't tell details. Like I can see the road sign, but I can't read it until it gets close enough. It's just a silhouette. And so I pull out into traffic the other day, and this guy is wearing all gray, which is the worst color for me. Like I can see white, I can see black, see dark colors, but medium colors like gray. I said, that guy is the wrong color to be stepping in front of my car. And my wife's like, what? And I was like, oh crap, that sounded so racist. I mean, he's wearing gray shorts and gray shirt. And I didn't even notice he was black. And she says, he was Mexican. I'm like, oh crap, he's a silhouette. He's a silhouette. I don't know. So, life updates. I'm getting surgery on my right eye tomorrow morning, so I should be good. I will still need glasses after the fact, but my eyesight should be so much better. I get the second eye done, I think, the week after. So they stagger it like that. It makes sense. If you screw up one eye, you still have a good one that they can practice on. So health updates. I weigh 116.5 pounds, so I am almost to my stretch goal of 215. I don't know when things will balance out. You know, if 200's in the cards, I'm down for that. We're just going to keep eating properly, eating well. I'm drinking the water I'm supposed to drink. I take my chewable vitamins every day. I'm still walking. I've been exercising for over a month now, doing upper body workouts and some leg stuff. I have a plan that I follow. I have an A day, a B day, a rest day, an A day, B day, two rest days. So I'm going to do that for several months until I can do it all well. Like I can't complete all the exercises, especially overhead press. And my left arm is much weaker than my right arm. So I'm lifting on my left arm every day until they balance out. But I want to be really good. And then I'm going to move it up maybe 5 pounds. I'm using 220s right now. So we'll see. I tried running on the treadmill. I told you that if I go over 3 on the speed that I would be running. So I had 4 minutes left on my walk. So I'm like, you know what? I can run for 4 minutes. And so I just tapped that 4 and I just started immediately jogging. And first of all, I have not run since I've lost all this weight. So it wasn't as heavy. Like my footfalls weren't as heavy. And I didn't jiggle as much as I thought I would. I wasn't looking forward to that. I just thought I would jiggle for some reason, and I didn't. There's more meat to me, I guess. But it became very clear after about 30 seconds that running and walking are completely different things. And so I lasted, I want to say, about 70 seconds. So a minute and 10 seconds, and I ramped it back down to 3. And maybe jogging is in my future one day. But I kind of doubt it. I think walking is my go-to. And you runners, man, you're awesome. Give you props because it is hard. I'll be right back after this. I'm still sticking with my disciplines. My disciplines are reading, praying, walking, working, podcasting, and exercising. So I'm not working right now, but I am looking for a job. It was a job I had a phone interview for, and I thought it was going to go really well. They sent me an email and told me that they went a different direction, which I'm glad they told me. You know, that's really nice. There's a podcast, I'm sorry, a YouTube channel that is hiring here in the area. I applied for that. I haven't heard anything. I think I'm too old. I look at the list of their employees, and they're all 20-somethings, so... You know, I could make a fuss about that if I wanted to, but do I really want to work with a bunch of preppy, you know, youngins? I don't think so. So I applied for a job as a catalog designer, but they said they wanted 3 years of catalog experience preferable. That word preferable means if we can get it. So I applied for the job and they said, how many years of catalog design experience do you have? And I wrote zero. So I doubt I'll hear from them. So instead of working, what I've been praying for is God give me the work ethic at home that I have at work. And so I've been accomplishing things at home, taking out the trash without asking, breaking down a collection of boxes, you know, trying to stick things like that and do things. So podcasting, I had guest host Chris Cowan from Shift Show podcast on last Thursday, or no, sorry, it was, Thursday. Actually, it was Friday night. I had to move it because I didn't feel like doing it Thursday. And I was tired. I wasn't feeling good, but I forced myself to do it on Friday. And I don't know about that episode because I just wasn't myself. So you'll have to listen to it and let me know what you think. It's called Chris Cowan. It's coming out Tuesday. And if you're a patron, you've already got it. But anyway, he will be at NarthexCon and he will be doing his show where he will be interviewing me. So if you're going to be there, it'll be awesome. NarthexCon prep is the big thing for this week. Tons of tiny little things to do. I got a lot of it done this weekend. Got badges made. I got a list of things that need to be done. Most of the work is going to be done Friday night at setup at the venue. But there's tons of little things. And I just keep writing them down, you know. But the big things is we have to put together gift bags. I have to buy drinks. And the venue needs to be set up. So one awesome thing that I'm going to geek out about, because I always geek out about something in the podcast area, is I have the Rodecaster Pro 2. And for those of you who know nothing about sound, this means nothing. But it is amazing, and it's perfect for podcasting. And it can do live broadcasting, meaning I can plug into the back of it and run it to a sound system, and it will broadcast out live audio. And I used a YouTube video as a, not a template. You see, I'm losing my words again, as a tutorial. And I was able to set up the entire thing with what is called shows. So it has EQ settings for each channel. It has a setting for each channel, what each channel is. It has sound pads that help me to play sounds, like that one. And that's called a show. But that show, if I took this to the live place, it wouldn't work. But I was able to use that tutorial and set up a new show, set the EQ on all the mics that I'll be using, because it'll be different mics. I was able to put a high-pass filter on everything. I was able to set up all of the sound pads customized for that show. And everything is ready and set to go. All I should have to do is unplug this thing, take it over there, plug it in, and it'll just work. And that, my friends, is geekalicious. It is awesome. So as far as depression goes, I've already shared quite a bit with that, but podcasting is hard. I didn't want to do this one. I didn't want to do last week's That Story Show. And as much as I'm looking forward to NarthexCon, I'm hoping things turn around. I'm not going to not do the shows, but I would much rather be in a better state of mind and a lot happier. So I don't have to not fake it, but work so hard. It's a lot easier when it's natural. But I'm going to have a blast because I love meeting with people and I love people that love the show, you know, just love my folks. So family updates. Jen made a photo book for her mother and grandmother. based off photos from her grandmother's 90th birthday party, and they both loved it. And Jen worked hard. She worked really, really hard, and she's the only one that did something like that, so they loved it. We also celebrated our 28th wedding anniversary Saturday, and we went out and had fish, and it was really good. Fancy restaurant that we go to for special occasions. And we had good. I had mahi-mahi, and it was good. I had berries for dessert, and I leave most of my food on the plate, obviously, because I eat 3 ounces of food total. And it makes waiters and waitresses nervous. Like, they don't want to come by. Sometimes I can tell because they're like, he didn't like his food. But some people, they'll come by, everything tasting okay? And they say it with this big question. I'm like, yeah, everything's great. And then I'll ask for a box because I need to take it home. And I have some lobster bisque that I'm going to eat for lunch today. It's going to go down really good. And I hardly ate any of. Jenna is making desserts. I'm going to have a little meetup at the house after the event for our hosts and guest hosts and stuff. And it should be pretty cool, pretty fun. It's just a small gathering, and the sponsors from that I work with at the Melvin Theater. Jay went to the doctor this week and found out they say he has a heart murmur, and they told him not to run for 2 weeks. And he's just brokenhearted about that. And, you know, we're concerned, but not overly concerned. I feel like he's fine. They told me I had a heart murmur when I was young, and they have to be careful, you know? So they're sending us to a cardiologist that we'll see next week. So I'll keep you updated on that. But those of you that pray for my boy, that just nothing will be wrong. That's all we need. It's not the end of the world. What I am watching, reading, playing, and doing, I am reading The Book of Skulls by Robert Silverberg. I'm kind of reading it. I read a little bit this week. I've mostly been watching this week. So I've been watching the Alkalite, Star Wars show that's getting a lot of hate because there's a gay couple in it. But they didn't overdo it, which is great for me. Andor is really good. I watched Rogue One, the movie. I finished Dark Matter on Apple Plus. Really good series. Very good sci-fi series. I started Presumed Innocent, but it turned out to not be my thing. I don't like movies that talk about people cheating on their spouses. And this one has that as part of the core dynamic of what is going on in that story. And it seems like a great story, but it's a thing I don't like. It's a reason it's not something I like. So I started Dexter, which is a Showtime show, but I can't remember what channel it's on. I think it's Netflix. Yeah, it's Netflix. It's got Dexter. It's about a serial killer that only kills bad guys. So I don't know if it'll be my thing, but why have I been watching so much? It's because of what I'm doing. I'm doing crafts. I'm doing this big craft. I like making pixel art, especially Buzz Lightyear pixel art. And if you don't know what pixel art is, it's just you zoom in really close on an image and you will see that it's made of tiny squares, right? Well, you can use a white canvas, zoom in really close, and actually make pictures with tiny squares. If you played a Nintendo, then you, like a Mario game, you played a game made of tiny squares, and those are called sprites. And I like to make little sprites, and they'll be 36 pixels tall, which is so small, so eensy. So I bought a bunch of 1 centimeter counting squares off Amazon, and I've been painting them individually to match a piece of art that I did of a very, it looks like a Buzz Lightyear who's hulking out, you know, like he's got his pectorals up, he's screaming into the sky. It's just kind of a just a massive buzz, you know, just a big, thick, happy buzz. So anyway, that's what I've been doing. And you can do that and watch TV at the same time. So been very excited to do that. I've been even watching some Jodie Whittaker Doctor Who. And I love Jodie Whittaker as an actress. She's really good in Broadchurch, which has two doctors in it because it's got Dave Tennant and Jodie Whittaker. So, and it's got another guy from Doctor Who. I can't remember his name right now. Amy Pond's husband. I can't remember his name. So anyway, I'm doing this craft and I'm doing it very slowly. I just systematically paint each row as I need them and then glue them in place where I could count up all of the colors I need and paint them, but that would be boring. So I do it row by row and I wait for that to dry. I glue it in place and then I see what I need for the next row. And it's, I don't know, it's satisfying, slow, but satisfying. Anyway, closing thought for today. When I do things that are wrong, asking God for forgiveness isn't always enough. Because if I can humble myself and make it right, I should. Either that or I should not make the mistake in the first place. And that's what I was thinking as I was going to apologize to this girl. It would be so much cooler if I had just shut up. And I'm going to remember this for next time. Like, I already have a rule that I don't use my horn. Because when I use my horn, it's because I'm really mad and I'm going to get shot eventually. Because when I lay on my horn, I don't stop. I lay on it hard. And so I should also have a rule that I don't talk to people when I get angry. I just either walk away or I say, excuse me, and then leave. Because I don't want to have to apologize anymore. So I don't know. That's my thing for this week. This show is brought to you by our supporting listeners on Patreon, with special thanks to Carrie Wright and Carrie Bernhardt. Join the community and become a supporting listener today. Patreon.com/GOK. Email me your feedback, thoughts, and solutions and questions. I'll take solutions. James@NLCast.com. And for everything else, visit OutlivingDepression.com. Love you guys. We'll see you. Hopefully see some of you at NarthexCon. Take care.